Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, May 14th, One Take Wednesday, and y'all, I have a frog in my throat today, so we'll see how this goes. Let's jump right into the scriptures, starting with Luke chapter 9, verse 18, and we'll go through verse 27. This week, I'm reading in the New American Standard Bible. And it happened that while he was praying alone, the disciples were with him, and he questioned them, saying, "Who do the crowd say that I am?" They answered and said, "John the Baptist, and others say Elijah, but others the one whom the prophets of old has risen." And he said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" And Peter answered and said, "The Christ of God." But he warned them and instructed them not to tell this to anyone, saying, "The Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, chief priests and scribes, and be killed and be raised on the third day." And he was saying to them all, "If anyone wants to come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake, this is the one who will save it. For what good does it do a person if he gains the whole world, but loses or forfeits himself? For whoever is ashamed of me and my words, the Son of Man will be ashamed of him when he comes in his glory, and the glory of the Father and of the holy angels. But I say to you truthfully, there are some of those standing here who will not taste death until they see the kingdom of God." When I was a little girl, I can remember my blue Bible, a King James Version or New King James Version, and I went often to this page in Luke because I struggled with a little doubt, or I needed a little bit of, reminder of who Jesus is. And it's so clearly stated here that Jesus is the Christ. I love this interaction with Peter. Peter answered and said, "You are the Christ of God." Then we turn in the passage to the reminder that if we're going to follow Jesus, the Messiah, who goes to his death for us, we should also take up our cross daily. But we're not able to take that cross up if we don't remember first the cross of Jesus and what it means for us. It's tricky, right? We want to make our faith about works, but it is not about what we can do. Our faith in Jesus is all about what he did for us on the cross. And so today I just want to remind you that you are secure in the arms of Jesus because of what he has done for you on the cross. Moving now to Mark chapter 14, verses 1 through 11. Now the Passover and the unleavened bread were 2 days away, and the chief priest and the scribes were seeking how to arrest him covertly and kill him. For they were saying, "Not during the festival, otherwise there will be a riot of the people." While he is in Bethany at the home of Simon the leper and reclining at the table, a woman came with an alabaster vial of expensive perfume of pure nard. She broke the vial and poured the perfume over his head. But there were some indignantly remarking to one another, "Why has this perfume been wasted? For this perfume could have been sold for over 300 denarii and the money given to the poor." And they were scolding her. But Jesus said, "Leave her alone. Why are you bothering her? She has done a good deed for me. For you will always have the poor with you, and whenever you want, you can do good to them. But you do not always have me. She has done what she could. She has anointed my body beforehand for the burial. Truly I say to you, wherever the gospel is preached in the entire world, what this woman has done will also be told in memory of her. Then Judas Iscariot, who was one of the 12, went off to the chief priest in order to betray him to them. They were delighted when they heard this and promised to give him money. And he began looking for a good opportunity to betray him. The woman in this passage is such an example to us. I wonder, where did she get that perfume? Was it a family heirloom, or had she worked a long time for it? Was it a gift? We do not know. What we see here is that she loved Christ so much that she wanted to repay him in some way. And so she anoints him with this oil. This has lots of imagery going on. Anointing with oil in the Old Testament. Remember when Samuel goes to the house of David and he anoints him with oil? It's like saying, he is the king. And this lady in this passage is telling us, Jesus is the king. And I want to do whatever I can to honor him. And so today, as we think of Jesus the king, what is it that you might do to honor him? Not because you're being saved by your work, but because you recognize the deep love that sent him to the cross. All right, let's move on to Proverbs chapter 14, verse 3. In the mouth of a foolish is a rod for his back, but the lips of the wise will protect them. Let me read that one more time. In the mouth of the foolish is a rod for his back, but the lips of the wise will protect them. As James tells us, let us be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. Our words matter. We should use them to build one another up and not tear one another down. We've had a practice this week in our family when we're tempted to say something negative about someone that we try intentionally instead to say something positive about them. Now, we're not 100%, but we're working toward this. Why? Because our speech matters and Christ calls us to live in a way that is humble and is appreciative of the goodness of his world. All right. Thank you for listening along today. Thank you for your presence here. And thank you, God, for waking us up. Will you pray with me? Father, we come together as a community of faith, just recognizing our need for you. As we look to the cross today, we are reminded that you who knew no sin took on our sin so that we might know your righteousness. We thank you for the righteousness that we have only because of Jesus. And so now we pray a prayer that is attributed to St. Patrick. Christ, be with me. Christ, before me. Christ, behind me. Christ, in me. Christ, beneath me. Christ, above me. Christ, on my right. Christ on my left, Christ when I lie down, Christ when I sit down, Christ when I arise, Christ in the heart of every man who thinks of me, Christ on the mouth of everyone who speaks of me, Christ in every eye that sees me, Christ in every ear that hears me. Lord Christ, please live in us and through us. It's in your name that we pray. Amen.